The deadline to sign up for Agriculture Financial Services Corporation's perennial crop insurance is fast approaching. For producers considering insurance, AFSC.ca provides premium and settlement calculators that will allow producers to easily compare coverage options. Jackie Sandin is product coordinator with AFSC.
The deadline for perennial insurance is fast approaching, as February 28th is the last day for producers to apply for insurance or make changes to their existing insurance. Perennial insurance provides producers with coverage against a variety of perils that can lead to production loss, and we have options for hay as well as pasture crops. Moisture Deficiency Insurance, or MDI, is AFSC's most utilized perennial program across the province, and I think that most producers would agree that moisture is often the biggest limiting factor for pasture growth. So when we consider MDI, it is an area-based program that will compensate producers when accumulated moisture at a selected weather station falls below the normal expected moisture for that same weather station. All of our perennial products have two prices based on a forecast of the hay market price for the year, and that allows customers to customize insurance.
Now, are there resources available to producers considering perennial insurance, Jackie?
Absolutely. We have product specialists throughout the province who would be happy to speak with any producers out of the branch offices where they work. Clients can also look at AFSC.ca at the resources we have there. A couple of the resources that we find really helpful and we've had excellent feedback are the 2019 Satellite or SAT and MDI Coverage and Premium Calculators. Those are really helpful for producers prior to having a conversation with AFSC, as they can become a little more familiar with the coverage options available and how they might work for their operation. The calculators have two parts in them. The first part allows clients or producers to choose program options and presents coverage and premiums for that option. And then the bottom allows producer to enter a what-if weather scenarios to determine what would happen during the year and how that might have an outcome and how that would impact their insurance and payments back to them. One thing is important to remember is that the premiums shown don't include any discounts and the calculations are estimates. One thing producers should know is that the 2019 perennial spring insurance prices have increased as compared to last year. The prices are listed on the AFSC.ca website, and as coverage is based on those prices, I recommend producers might want to have a look and become familiar with how the prices differ from last year. And finally, for anyone considering purchasing new insurance or modifying existing coverage, please reach out to the branch office near you, and we have a team of specialists that would be happy to assist.
Again, the deadline to apply for or modify perennial crop insurance is February the 28th. For more info, go to AFSC.ca.